Hi, I'm Chris Lopez, and this is Adams State Football with head coach Levi Gallis. Coach, you're on the road to Pueblo this week.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because it's, you know, not too far away. So, you get that sense of a home game of not having to travel the day before and being able to just kind of jump over Lita Pass and be able to go take on a very good opponent.
Yeah, you're going to Pueblo. Who do you have to your right, Coach?
Yeah, I brought today Zach Ray. He's a junior linebacker for us. Kind of plays right there in the middle. He's been doing a great job these last couple games and, you know, had a very good game this last home game that we had.
And he was your returning starter, Zach. Is that right? Do I have that right? I know you're returning to the Grizzlies. Last year, you've had 3 years?
Yes, so 3 years, and I've been lucky to start all three, so it's been good.
So returning starter at linebacker.
Yep.
What kind of leadership, coach, are you seeing from Zach?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, comes from that nature of being here, had already been a player here. So he's been invested in the Alamosa community, in the Adams State program. So there's a lot of leadership qualities with just being his experience with what we were trying to do. And then, you know, this spring, he really bought into what we were wanting to accomplish within setting the culture, setting the standards. And you can now start to just see that play out on the football field and its performance.
Zach, talk a little bit about that in terms of the transition with Coach Gallis, what you were doing the last couple of years defensively. Here you are now with Coach Gallis, defensive coordinator, head coach. Explain that transition for you as a linebacker.
I would say the biggest difference for me was just learning the scheme of everything that he wanted to do and just overall learning the culture he wants to set. And from the jump, it was easy to buy in. When I met him, when he came in to do an interview with us, it was all gas, no brakes, ready to run through the wall. It was from the jump, I was ready. And no matter who the coach was, I was going to buy in and I was ready to play. At the end of the day, I just want to play football and get my degree. So it was super easy, super helpful that not only is he the head coach, he's my position coach.
Yeah, he doesn't get any breaks.
We've heard that.
Yeah, so it's been real easy. It hasn't been no struggles or anything like that. I mean, I meet with him every single day, just learning the scheme every day has just been the biggest thing.
Yeah, we've heard that a couple of times, Coach, where you've brought in defensive players and they've talked about the uniqueness of having their head coach who's also their defensive coach.
Right.
And that whole relationship. How are you handling those duties 3 games, 4 games now into the season?
You know, to be honest, it's tough at times because, you know, I get pulled away for all sorts of different duties as a head coach. But at the same time, when I was a player, that's kind of what it was. Marty Heaton was the defensive coordinator and the head coach. And so I was pretty understanding of what that position upheld, you know, making sure that I have time, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, to be able to sit down with these guys and watch film because they need that interaction. They need to know how I see it, so then when they're out on the field, they can make the calls and the adjustments. And so, you know, having guys like Zach being able to willingness to understand that and the communication level of, hey, are you free right now? No, but I will be here in 20 minutes, and then willingness to work with me on all that. That's what's great about it.
Well, then on game day, Coach, because you do see this on the sideline, that you are in that defensive huddle when they're on the sidelines getting ready for that next series and you're in there. And then you have your offense on the field and you're juggling those head coaching duties.
Yeah.
Any thoughts there in terms of what you're learning about this, holding two roles? How do you pay attention to what's happening on the field? I mean, you're a busy guy on the
field. Well,
sidelines.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, and I think a lot of it is with Coach Kaiser. You know, we talk every single week. We have our meetings between coordinators of what we're seeing, what we're thinking going into the game. And therefore, you know, my biggest adjustment a lot of times as a DC, you take the headphones off, you address the group. I've got to keep that headset on just so I know what's happening behind us. But then at the end of the day, I still need to address the defense and making those quick adjustments, those quick thought processes, those ideas, and then make sure that I'm over there to be able to also have those conversations with the offense and letting them know, hey, this is four down territory. We're going to go for it here. Hey, we're going to look to punt. Those type of conversations as well.
You know, there's a lot of football left in this season, Coach. You're three games in. You're going to Pueblo this Saturday. but I just go to there's a lot of football left this season. Zach, how do you take it from here when you think about that? And you got, I mean, you guys are only three games in. How do you see the road ahead for you?
Personally, I'm just excited for the next this next upcoming conference play, taking one game at a time and just talking with the team. It's just we're excited to get into conference play and just play as hard as we can. And we got a lot of seniors and a lot of juniors that are coming in first year in the program, but we're excited just to change what we have going on here at Adams State. And it's a testament to Coach Gallus and the staff that no matter what happens these next games, we're ready to go. And we're excited to finish the year and take the games one game at a time.
And, Coach, when you think about, again, a lot of football left in this football season, what have been your messages or what are your messages now to the Grizzlies in that locker room?
Yeah, right now is understanding that to be successful, you got to work hard. It's simple as that, that everybody's looking for a quick answer or a quick recipe on how to do things the right way. It's right in front of you. It's looking at yourself in the face and looking into the mirror and knowing, hey, in order for this thing to get pushed forward, you got to go out and work harder. And you know, this day and age, everybody with Instagram and TikTok, and things happen so instant. No, that success is done through hard work. And I think that's been the message to these guys this week is, hey, we got to go into every single day, understand that it's a process, and working hard is the number one recipe.
Yeah, Zach, you're familiar now with the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. You're familiar with CSU Pueblo. Give us some thoughts just going into Pueblo this week from your perspective.
They're a great team. They've been a great team since I've gotten here, and just excited to play them. They're a scrappy football team just like us, and it's going to be a hard-fought battle for the whole four quarters, and we're looking to bring it to them and shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to say, because we've talked about rivalries, Coach, yeah, that Adams State has, natural rivalries. We talked about the team up north last week.
Yep.
But for me personally, I like it when Adams State or anyone from Alamosa or the Valley takes on a team from Pueblo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the big city for us.
Yeah.
And goes up there and beats a team from Pueblo. I love when we beat a team from Pueblo.
Me too.
Pueblo.
I like that too,
Pueblo,
Chris.
Coach.
I know. Yeah, you know, they're right in that same realm of you're recruiting a lot of the same kids. You know, you know a lot of the staff. You know a lot of their support staff. Those guys a lot of times have either been teammates or associated with guys that are on our team as well. And, you know, it is. It is a natural rivalry because of the distance of how far we are from each other. You know, I don't know if you know this, but dating back when I was a player, we started playing against the team up north in Pueblo to see if there was going to be any spark to bring the football team back. And so in 2006 and 2007, we actually were playing in Pueblo to see if the town of Pueblo wanted college football back. And so you're welcome. It definitely turned out that they did, and they've done a great job. You know, John Riston being the head coach there originally has just done a fabulous job of building up that culture, that program, back to a national powerhouse. And then even Phil Vigil right now, you know, he took over the reins and has done a great job week in and week out preparing his teams for their opponents.
Well, and it really is a good sports town.
Yeah.
Steel City, Pueblo, I'm going to give them that credit. It is a very good sports town. It'll be electric environment.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Saturday at the Thunder Bowl. What is your thoughts going in, Coach, in terms of where do you want to see improvements from the Grizzlies, offense, defense? What are you looking for as you move into Pueblo?
You know, I think it's continuing to fight. I think that's the message that we've been kind of drilling into them all week. You know, continuing to work hard, continuing to clean up, you know, the disciplines and the details, the finer things that happen in the game of football. You know, we find ourselves in the game last week of, you know, fighting. There was moments in which we're moving the football, we're getting down into the red zone, good things are happening, we're getting sacks, we're creating turnovers, good things are happening. It's continuing to capitalize on those things throughout the game. When the defense is doing well and we have that spark, that moment, you know, transition and have the offense, you know, go punch some points in and vice versa. I think when the offense goes and scores, it uplifts us as a defense of going out, hey, we've got to now do our part. And so just continuing that process throughout this.
And again, as you watch the Grizzlies, it seems to work at little things.
Yeah.
Little errors at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, you had field position in the first quarter against Western Colorado after a big run down there.
Yep.
But you weren't able quite to get in the end zone and settle for three, right?
I mean, yep.
But those just little things.
Yeah, they are. They're simple things of the game that I think every spectator knows. They can see it. They understand what needs to happen. It's just, again, our guys understanding those moments as well and you know, continuing to push forward.
You know, Coach, we want to take a minute here to talk about RG Bank. They're
Absolutely.
Our proud presenting sponsor. And we're lucky today because we have Joel Polkowski with us, and he's the branch manager for RG Bank. And Joel is part of the Grizzly Club. So he's doing double duty. Joel, it's a pleasure to have you here. Let's see one of these cool things that Joel has given you. Talk a little bit about what you're doing there with those piggy banks there, Joel. It's good to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Joel.
Put on the spot a little bit here. Excited on this, but just glad to be here. RG Bank, we're just, you know, trying to get those fundamentals, the financial fundamentals started when you're young.
Yeah.
You know, savings and kind of building those patterns in your life, those habits. So, you know, when you're, you know, Zach's age, you're ready to be, you know, financially successful in the future.
Right.
You know, get those patterns started early, and you'll develop them over your lifetime and be successful in your future. So.
Love it.
The other thing that you do is the Grizzly Club. Talk a little bit about your work with the Grizzly Club, because that's a really important organization for Adams State Athletics.
Yeah, the Grizzly Club helps support all the college athletes. So, you know, we're raising funds to help provide scholarships for student athletes, and it's a huge part of the community, Adams State, the whole college, the whole university. So we're just trying to provide what we can. You know, I'm one of the members, but there's lots of members that are on that board that help to provide these scholarships for these student athletes, which is critical to get a large student body into Alamosa and Adams State College. So.
Yeah, and I want to kind of ask a little bit, Zach, about that, because talk a little bit, Zach, about the importance of scholarships, financial aid for student athletes like you, because I know you experienced that at Adams State, and what's that been like for you in your 3 years here?
It's the biggest help that you can get as a college athlete and just as a student in general. Having people being able to donate money, or having people that are willing to help you just get through college and help you pay for it, because ultimately that's probably one of the biggest parts of people not coming to college is money.
Yeah, biggest burdens.
Biggest burden. So when people are willing to help and will do anything they can to help, you're going to get more people into college and bring people to Adams State, and it's the biggest thing for me, but I know for many other players and students around the campus.
I want to put Zach a little bit on the spot too, Coach, because we talked about student athletes like Zach that come in from out of state.
Yep.
You're recruiting heavily on the Front Range and around the U.S., particularly Southwest. Zach, give us a sense, just from your perspective, of the market that you're in, Alamosa, the San Luis Valley, and what it's been like for you as a student athlete to come into this setting. I don't know about that for you.
Yeah, so coming from California, small town just like this, it was a huge change. Biggest thing I would say is the weather. From California is 100 degree weather every single day, and then coming here to snow. It was a big change. That was probably the biggest change I had to think of, trying to drive in the snow and trying to just walk around in the snow. It was rough for the first couple of times, but when looking through Alamosa, it's great. The community is great. They are very helpful. They're very interactive. I see them around town. I actually play pickleball with a lot of the guys in the community.
Nice.
So I meet a lot of guys in the community. I meet a lot of people in the community, and they're very supportive, very helpful. And you got great restaurants around town that make it feel like home, and it's just the biggest help. And a lot of local businesses, restaurants that are huge to making it feel like at home again.
Yeah, that's really good. I appreciate that, Zach. You brought Zach in to talk to us about being a linebacker on the Grizzlies. He's had some big games, first three games, but you also had some other players that you had player of the week. I want to just do a quick shout out to them. Yeah. Maybe you can give us just fill in. Alex Felix was the offensive player of the week. Zach Ray was the defensive player of the week. And Quinton Pacheco was your special teams player of the week.
Yeah, so starting with Zach, you know, a lot goes through our inside backers. They are the quarterback of the defense. They're the ones that are making the initial calls and getting things set correctly. And then from there, you'll see our defense talking from the secondary to the D-line. But a lot goes through Zach, and a lot of it is having those extra meetings with myself and just making sure we're on the same page. And he did lights out when it came to the game. He did a great job putting us into those situations that we need, making the checks, making the calls. And then not only that, there was multiple times in the game that Zach just met the running back in the hole. And Gunnison, they run hard.
Yeah,
and Zach to stick his face in there and stop him for a one-yard gain, those are big plays. And a lot of times in the community and you're watching as a spectator, oh, he made a tackle. But for him to do it at the intensity, at the level of the opponent that he was going against, like those are big plays. And so he had a great game in that aspect.
Zach, talk about your progression as a Division II football player since you've been here at Adams State, what that adjustment has been going from high school to Division II college, and you've seen some really good competition in your time here at Adams State. Talk about your progression development as a linebacker.
Yeah, so the progression for me just started from meeting with the coaches every day. With having so many different staffs, you got to meet with them consistently every single day and learn their schemes, learn their terminology of the game. So just building the overall football IQ, I think, has been my biggest progression. As a linebacker, I like to say you kind of got to play reckless. You got to be violent. You got to be flying around everywhere. And I think that hasn't changed from moving from high school to college. But overall, the football IQ and the understanding of football, understanding the rules, understanding the scheme has been the biggest part of my progression, I would say. I like to say I'm the most prepared football player on the field, and that is the biggest part I've learned from moving from high school to college.
You're also a kinesiology major.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us a little bit about that decision and what you're experiencing in that academic program here at Adams State.
Kinesiology has been the thing I wanted to study since freshman year of high school. The minute I found out and I learned about it, it's something I wanted to do. Growing up, having to go to physical therapy for having hip surgery as a young kid, that was something I was like, I want to do that. I want to help young kids like myself. But then once kind of growing up, it was like, you know what? I want to be a coach. I want to help the younger generation. I want to give my knowledge that I learned from Coach Gallus and previous coaches to the younger generation and the just kids around the world and around my town, because a small town, we don't have coaches like that. It's players' parents. It's you get few coaches like that. So I just want to bring that to where I'm from, and that was the biggest part of me being a kinesiology major.
And the quality of the program, pretty good here at Adams State.
Yeah, it's great. They're constantly evolving, bringing in new teachers, bringing in new programs to it. They have the Grizzly Sports Club, which is a sports and rec management club that they just started up again, and it's huge. They just continually evolve and just keep upgrading the facilities, but then also the curriculum is just getting harder and harder. But I mean, it prepares you for the real world, and that's what we need as college students.
And that's really kind of what it's all about, right, Coach?
Oh,
student
yeah.
athletes on the football field for you in the classroom, like he's doing, succeeding in the classroom. That's
Absolutely.
Really what it's about.
No, it is. And it's fun because Zach here, as well as other students, well, they'll come in and start talking about classes. They'll start talking about the material that they're going over. We just had a discussion about one of his sports psychology professors and the information that's being shared in that setting. And that's what you want for the student athletes. You want them just as excited about the game coming up on Saturday as the information that they're learning in the education setting. And that's what's happening here at Adams State. There's just so many good professors that do a great job getting our student athletes and all of our students prepared for the real world.
You know, you're going into your second game on the road this Saturday in Pueblo, CSU Pueblo. Short bus ride, just a couple hours over La Vida. anything you're adjusting from when you traveled to Silver City, going to Pueblo, anything you're changing in that environment?
No, I think, you know, to be a good student athlete, you've got to have a good routine. And so with that, we try to build it in that same routine when we travel, and making sure that we're not creating any new surprises for these individuals. They want to go into the game just as confident as you as a coach want them to be prepared for. And so in those moments, you got to be smart about how you travel and doing it the right way. Again, as we talked about in our first road game, it's a very relaxed setting in which I want to make the trip a short trip and have that feeling of like it's not a long bus trip. We're just going up and over the hill and getting them mentally prepared for those moments.
What is the deep part time? Because you have, what, a 2 o'clock kickoff time?
Correct.
Saturday in Pueblo. Do you travel the night before? Do you go? How do you do that?
Yeah, for these ones, we're just going to go the day of. I find it to be very easy for them in mental preparation to be able to sleep in their own beds. You know, they get better sleep there than they ever do in a hotel. And again, they have that capability to not have to stress about missing class and doing the homeworks and all that. Like, everything can kind of be nice and relaxing on the Friday. And I think that for these shorter trips are a lot easier on these student athletes than trying to, you know, miss class, make up all that work that they might be not there for on Friday. And giving them a better opportunity to have that routine.
And Zach, what's that like for you as a player? What coach just went through, all of that agrees with how you want to see this Saturday, up early, on the bus, off the bus, kick some butt, back home over to Vita Pass.
To me, it's great. Staying in a hotel is kind of rough. Depending on what kind of hotel you get, it could be a little rough. But overall, like we talk about it, we'll talk about it probably today during practice. It's a business trip, and it's a business trip to go up to Pueblo and give them some competition and hopefully come out with the win. And so treat it like that, and whatever he says, we're going to do, and we're going to do it to the best of our abilities.
You know, one of the things Zach said, Coach, that resonates because you've talked about this, and that is flying to the football, being out there. He really talked about that.
Yeah.
And I know that's the style you're looking for.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. I think the game of football has had some turmoil over the last couple of years of taking somewhat of the violence out of it, which I think is great for the game, but we can't take the aggression out. I think that's important about playing defense, is that we need 11 hats flying to the football all the time, and you're seeing that. Our guys are flying around. They're giving great effort. They're trying to make the big plays, and so being able to have that already instilled in them, now we can enhance it. Now we can work on those techniques. Now we can work on those positions.
Yeah, you know, with Joel here, I want to give a shout out to RG Bank. RG Bank is excited to be the presenting sponsor of the Adams State Football Show with Coach Gellis. Like Grizzly Football, RG Bank is a team. Whether it's personal banking, business needs, or support for your team or ranch, the RG Bank team is here to help. Stop by one of their locations. You're going to meet Joel. You can stop by in Alamosa, Pagosa Springs, or Monta Vista, and let RG Bank help you. Your future begins today. RG Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. RG Bank says go Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Coach, you got a big game Saturday.
Yep.
And then we're going to come back next week and talk about homecoming. We don't want to look too
far ahead.
Gotta
love homecoming. Yeah, you gotta love those traditions to college football, those traditions to the college campus. Like, it's fun. It's just really exciting. Our last game, we had a lot of alumni come to. It was just neat to be able to go through the Grizzly Walk and see these faces back on campus, back in this community that have, you know, done so much for this place, not only as a student athlete, but even continuing their support in the college athletic realm. And you know, that's what homecoming's going to be about. You're going to be able to meet new faces, see people you haven't seen in a long time, and just creates a great atmosphere.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit ahead, though. We have CSU Pueblo this Saturday. Zach, before you hit the field, what's your mindset? What's your message to your team, to the defensive side of the football for the Grizzlies?
Just 1-0 next play. That's our culture on defense. Take it one step at a time, one play at a time, fly to the ball, create havoc, create turnovers. If we can get the offense the ball as much as they can and we can stop as much as they can, we have a good chance at winning this game. And that's the biggest thing, is we've been working through practice, is working hard, but ruthless aggression and doing everything we can to come out with the win this Saturday.
And you're going to have some nice weather. You're gonna
have some it's
nice
beautiful.
Warm weather up
there.
Yeah,
we can take the hoodies off and maybe, you know, be able to rock a long sleeve or a t-shirt. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Yeah.
Before we send off to this week, Coach, give us a quick message from the Adams State Grizzly Club.
Yeah, a huge supporter for us. As Joel just mentioned, Grizzly Club does a lot, not just for us as coaches, but more for the student athletes. And there's no better way to support Adams State football and all the Grizzly teams than joining the Grizzly Club today. Do it by calling Caitlin Smith, our athletic director, at 719-587-7401, or send an email to her email address, ksmith@adams.edu. We sure would appreciate all your support with the Grizzly Club, and every dollar goes to our Adams State athletes.
Zach, Coach, wish you all the best of luck Saturday, CSU Pueblo at the Thunder Bowl. We'll be back next week when we preview Adams State's homecoming game against Chadron State. This has been Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallus. Go Grizzlies, Coach.
Go Grizz.